softening. Softening. Whatever needs softening. Whether in the body or in the mind. Whether it's in the attitude, in the attitude, in the way. In the way. We are sitting and meditating. Maybe that needs softening. So we are sitting. Connecting to our intention, to our aspiration, uplifted. And not to expectations. The wanting. Of anything to be a particular way or not to be a particular way. Contracting. As our attitude towards practice. The bigger picture, the container in which we are sitting. Softening, whatever needs softening. Maybe there are areas in the body. As you turn your awareness to, you'll notice tightness. Contraction. Softening, relaxing, letting go of those. Can you see, perhaps, that whenever there is a contraction in the mind, there is some contraction in the body too? Oh. And by softening one, the other softens or is invited to soften a little more. body softening. Into itself. Ah. The body softening into itself. Landing more deeply. More stably. And more spaciously. Space so much space in the body. Each breath as it moves. Moving into and out of a spacious calmness, making more space on its own, not something you do, calming, soothing. Spacious. Imagining the space in this room, borrowing letting your mind borrow the spaciousness in the room. And beyond the room, no boundary between the space inside and outside, mind spacious. Just as it is. breath moving freely on its own, not controlled, within the space. Being sensed, being known. Sounds. All sounds. Appearing and disappearing in this space. Being known. The mind spacious and stable. Not moving towards, not moving away. Even. Equanimous. Perhaps even emotions arising in the space, not needing to be any different than they are. Known just as they are. Just as if you took a paintbrush and tried to paint the space, coloring space. Space would not take on any color. The colors can just be as they are, the paintbrush. So too in the space of evenness of mind, with equanimity, everything can arise, all sounds, all emotions, all thoughts. And simply be known. Simply be known in this space. In this spacious, delicious, sublime state. Of equanimity. Whatever arises, even if it's judgments, it's a band of sorrows, there's plenty of space. Trusting the capacity of your heart, trusting the capacity of your heart and mind. you find at any point the mind is getting reactive and falling into an emotion, a thought, pain in the body, a sound, that's okay too. Not getting reactive about the reactivity. Can you hold? Can there be enough space? To let the reactivity be just as it is. Giving that space. Nothing needs to be any different than it is. There is enough space for everything to be known. Not pushed away, not clung to. softening, whatever needs softening. What needs softening right now? What needs softening? What's present right now? Notice if there's any joy, delight, pleasantness present in the mud, in the body and mind. If so, let it be known, let it be nourishing. In this spaciousness. Hmm. not contracting around it to want more or to push it away as something unwholesome. It is wholesome. Let it nourish you. Let it nourish your practice. As it arises and will pass away. And notice if there is any discomfort. And pain in the body, an emotion, a thought, whatever is arising, the space that's not comfortable, uncomfortable. And can there be comfort with the discomfort? Can you be comfortable with being uncomfortable? Being comfortable both with being comfortable and uncomfortable. Without making it to be any different. Can just be here as it is. Be known. for the last moments of this practice period this morning, I'd like to invite you to connect again with your intention. For this sit, for practicing, for the benefit of yourself and all beings, and offering yourself appreciation without attaching to the results of how this practice time was or wasn't. Simply appreciating that you're putting one foot in front of the next. A 7-day insight retreat progresses. At this time on the retreat, the typical morning instructions are to open up the awareness, the sphere of awareness, to all phenomena arising and passing. And this is, of course, after what we have done together, which is stabilizing, grounding, unifying. This word from the talk last night, unifying, calming, collecting the mind with the breath and the body, stabilizing. And then we opened up not just to the sensations of the body, but to emotions, working with emotions, holding emotions in the space of equanimity, and then opened up to working with thoughts, including thoughts in this space. And today, the instructions to open up in the space, the spaciousness as well as grounded, both grounded in the body and the breath, and a sense of spaciousness, not focused so much, but spacious. There's an allowing of whatever arises and passes to be just as it is, to be known just as it is. To the practice of equanimity, not moving towards, not moving away from definition of equanimity. And this practice is reminiscent, is in many ways similar to the absorption that I talked about yesterday, the fourth jhana, which gets much more intensified, the pervasiveness of equanimity. Really practicing in this way. Again, nothing needs to be different if there is discomfort. Can I be comfortable with being uncomfortable? That's another way we can think of equanimity. It's just as it is. Can there be comfort with discomfort? just as it is. And if there are states of delight, joy, bliss that are arising from the practice, again, I'm not referring to the delight that might come from excessive thinking or daydreaming. I hope that was clear in instructions. But the bliss and the joy that can come up from the delight of just sitting and practicing in community, the mind getting stable. As that arises, not being afraid of that nourishing joy and delight, if it arises. My delight might come up in little moments here and there, like a shy little birdie. But actually by noticing it, by turning our minds to it, it might show up a little more. You get to see the little bird a little more perhaps, but not searching for it, wantingly. So today is Friday, and it's really part of the retreat as we've been simmering together in equanimity more and more and more. An invitation for keeping continuity front and center in your practice. Front and center in your practice. The continuity, not in a forced way, in a very gentle, soft way. Keep connecting and sustaining. Keep connecting and sustaining in this moment. This is what's radical about this practice. It's radical. Stopping, connecting every moment to this moment right here. Humanity in this body, in this mind. Like it's like this moment right here. As you get up from your cushion, as you walk around, as you go through thresholds, as you open doors, as you close the door of your bedroom, you go in. Sometimes, especially for new practitioners, I remember when I was a new practitioner, I didn't quite have a clue. I felt like when I went to my room and closed the door, I was on recess. It was a break from practice. If that's happening to you without noticing, be aware of it. Be mindful. Let the practice be continue, especially now. Let it be continuous. As you go into your room, as you go to the bathroom, as you change clothes, as you brush your teeth, not in a forced way, in a loving, gentle way. See what happens. And if you lose the continuity, equanimity. It's like this to lose continuity. It's like this to lose it all and be caught up in a storm of emotions or thoughts. It's okay. Can I be okay with that? Can I be comfortable with that? And that's a moment of equanimity. Can I accept? Can I be okay with not being okay? Can I be okay? And ask it as a question. Not as a direction to yourself. Now, be okay with not being okay. That doesn't quite work so well. Can I be okay with not being okay? And if the answer comes back, no. Can I be okay with not being okay with not being okay? And if the answer comes no, just keep going until at some point there is just some space of, yeah, okay, I guess I can be okay with all of these chains of judgment. Yeah, I might as well accept it. It's going to be a lovely day, a warm day. Please drink plenty of water. Take care of your body, take care of your heart. And wishing you a lovely day of practice. Thank you.